This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Is it strange I call you? Or do you think that I might forget all love? It's radiating further away.
You're with the priest, the pom, and the poof on the Spirit Lounge, the show that explores sexuality and spirituality for our community.
And good evening and welcome to Spirit Lounge. You're with the priest, the palm and the poof. And yes, we're all here.
We're all here, the full suite.
Yep, no one's sick today.
Now, do you realise that it's 6 months since we started this program? Isn't that amazing?
That is remarkable. And we've still got so much stuff to cover, haven't we?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we might get long service leave now.
I don't know whether I want long service leave. I want us to be on air more.
Oh, that's all right then. We'll keep going. I mean, we haven't heard that they're putting us off, have we?
No. We hope that we're going to be here for at least another grid, which is another 3 months. And we'd like to say thank you to the Roundup. That was a fabulous program. And as usual, we have a fun-packed program tonight. We have the lovely lady with us who's known as the Singing Bowl Lady. And her real name is Catriona, but we're going to find out more about why she's called the Singing Bowl Lady. And I'm going to be talking about nuts.
And that doesn't mean Andrew and I.
It doesn't mean my
or cat. Herself. No,
it doesn't mean mad people. It means those things that we eat.
That's it? Right. Yep. And if you want to join in the conversation, don't forget, SMS us on 0427JOY949, or you can ring the gorgeous Heath on 1300JOY949. Or email us on air at joy.org.au.
And you are with the Spirit Lounge. We're here every Monday from 9 till 10 on Joy 94.9. And you're with the priest, the pom, and the poof. We're all here today for once.
We are.
And we are joined by the Singing Bowl Lady, but her real name is Catriona. And that was Catriona's first music choice. So, Boy George.
Yeah, Boy
don't
George.
Don't we love him? So what does that mean to you, that particular song?
Oh, my God, so much. When I was a little kid, I was growing up in the 70s, and I wanted to be a Hare Krishna. That was my aim.
Why, you like the orange outfit?
I like the cymbals and I like the chanting. So when I was 21, my mum gave me a set of cymbals. And then Boy George just transformed my life. As a young lesbian in high school in the 80s, it was really hard. And he was so, he was just the first person that was really out there. And he just changed a lot of our lives. Mm. And I'm very grateful to him. Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also for, I just love music that's about passion. Mm. And that particular song, you can really see that he has a lot of joy because he did become part of the Hare Krishna faith.
Mm. Oh, it's a lovely song. I haven't heard that for a really long time. It's great. Mm. Now, Catriona, you describe yourself as a psychic, a healer, a spiritual teacher, an artist and a sculptor. How did you start out in life? What came first?
Oh, my God. Just being myself, being a kid. Yeah. Being an artist came first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really loved doing art, mm-hmm. and I did a lot of art and I did exhibitions and all that sort of stuff.
So fantastic. What sort of sculpting did you do?
Oh, I did clay sculpture. I made lots of women and goddesses and clay seed pods. I had exhibitions, that sort of thing. I also did paintings. Wow. I still make a lot of stuff as well now.
You do. She was making things when I was in the Healing Centre. Now, we must tell everyone that Catriona runs the Creative Peace Healing Centre, which is in Richmond, mm-hmm. and we'll talk more about that later mm-hmm. and give out the website mm-hmm. and everything.
I'm a co-runner. My business partner, Philip, and I run it together.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lovely place, and there's a big wood burner going, and get in there and have a cup of tea. And it's really, I didn't want to leave, really. I could have sat there all day.
What, they had to throw you out again?
Did, yeah.
Sometimes we have like 15 people in the day, but we make one sale because everyone's in just to have a cup of tea and sit by the fire.
But I watched Catriona. You were, what were you making? You were making the little toadstools.
Yeah, I was. I do a lot of craft the shop, and I was making little felt thingies.
Felt thingies.
Yeah.
So, did you have a spiritual upbringing? I mean, were your parents very spiritual?
No, I had a very difficult childhood. And through the difficult childhood, you take solace in things. And it's going to sound a bit corny, but God would just talk to me. And I had a lot of abuse in my childhood. And angels would come and take me away and I wouldn't be there. It sounds corny, but it's true. That's what I experienced. And I would be shown things. And it was really weird because it was like I was an adult. And as I got older, I started remembering those things. And I was told things like, don't worry, you'll have to deal with your body memory later, but you'll be okay. And so it was through that. And then when I was 7, I went to live in the Dandenongs with my dad. I moved away from my mother, who was an alcoholic. And we lived next door to a church. And so my sister and I used to go and have cake there because we got free cake on Sundays. And it was like, oh, there's this thing called God. Oh, okay, cool.
And then God's a good cook. Yeah.
And then we went, then Monkey Magic, which is the show, you know, Monkey, came on TV. And I loved Monkey. And it was like very big Buddhist teachings, very sort of amazing stuff. And so I started praying to Buddha. I had no idea, but it was just because Buddha was a woman in the show. And I was like, great, that's real. That must be God. It's a woman. It's not just a man. God, you know, Buddha can choose to be a man or a woman. That's who I'm going to pray to. So brilliant. I started praying to Buddha when I was younger. And then it just... I don't know where the faith came from. It just did. Never not had it. Never. I remember talking to a Christian friend of mine when I was in my 20s. I was doing TOP and I was 21 and my mum was dying at the time.
I'm sorry.
And, well, it just was. And my friend was a pastor's wife and she was talking about how she was losing her faith. And I said, what do you mean you're losing your faith? Like, I couldn't understand how she could possibly, because to me it's like breath.
Mm.
And she said, oh, because her community was getting very upset because she wasn't doing as much because she was at school now. And I said, that's not God. That's the community. What are you talking about? And she said, oh, you're young. You don't understand. You've never not had faith, you know.
Mm.
And I was like, but she was right, because there was one moment for 2 minutes, I lost my faith for 2 minutes. It was the darkest time in my entire life, but it was 2 minutes. It wasn't very long.
And you remember it vividly, obviously.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. Now, moving on, I was looking at your website and it talks about your soul sound readings using the Tibetan singing bowls. Now, I feel very lucky because I've seen the Tibetan singing bowls and I've heard them sing and they are amazing. Tell us more about these.
Basically, it's kind of like with psychics, they can take an object and feel the object and tell you stuff about it. It's like a party trick. Well, the singing bowls are like a party trick teaching you about your energy, because the singing bowls themselves, half the sound that you hear in the bowl when you're holding it is the bowl and half the sound is you. So when I'm playing the bowl, when someone's holding it, the sound that's coming out of it is partially them, and that's the sound I hear. And I can hear, and then through that, through my psychic ability, I can then hear what that sound means. So sometimes it means a person's holding their breath, because the sound will be like, really? Other times it means people are really down because there's sounds like, and then I say to them, remember the last time you were happy? When was the last time you were happy? And that sound goes from to into this amazing sound. And it's really quite extraordinary, because people for the first time can actually understand that by standing straight, the sound changes.
Yep.
By thinking differently, it changes, because we don't understand that actually all of our thoughts and how we stand and how we breathe and everything that we consciously do actually creates.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates by energy. And energy is sound. We can't hear it, but the singing bowls show us it.
So the singing bowl, they're like a conduit. They translate the energy into a sound.
Yeah.
I think we've got some to listen to, haven't we?
We do. Yeah? We've got some coming up.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge with the Priest, the Pom and the Puff. In case you wonder, you are on Joy 94.9. And we have the most delightful Katriana with us from the Creative Peace Healing Centre in Richmond in Melbourne. And we have just been listening to something a little bit different. Those were the Tibetan singing bowls. Now, that was only a couple of minutes, Katriana, but just that short bit that we played, what the different tones and everything, how do you read into that? What does that tell you?
Basically, that's just a composition made for singing bowls. Mm. That's what that is. It doesn't have any great meaning. It's more about what the composer decided to do. Mm-hmm. And with this particular CD, it's called The Purity of Sound, and it's just recording for meditation of singing bowls.
Mm. But you were saying earlier they translate people's energy and people's moods, mm-hmm. and they help you to translate that.
Mm-hmm. Is that how it works? Also, the singing bowls are so complex that even if we had 500 hours to talk about it, there would still be more to talk about, because they are really, really amazing spiritual tool. So, for instance, from a singing bowl, if people are coming to my healing scent group, and because I'm a psychic, I actually see what everybody needs. I'm looking at everyone as I'm working. I work with every single person individually and the group. And what that means, if I see somebody who needs heart healing, I will actually do the singing bowl work on their heart, and I can direct it to different people just by my intention. I don't exactly know how I do it, but I just know I can, because it's happened so many times that people say, oh, my heart feels so much better. I've had this amazing thing in my heart. And it's like, yeah, I was doing heart healing on you. Or, oh, my kundalini opened. And I'm like, yeah, I was trying to invoke you because you asked that you wanted to be more connected to your soul. So they really have an amazing ability to really connect people. The other thing that's incredible that I've been doing, and I'm really wanting to sort of find a way to document this work, is I've been using singing bowls to help people with peptides. Now, peptides are the chemicals in your brain that are connected, they connect to your bloodstream, and they make you feel certain things. So happy, sad, I'm in fear, I feel fat, I'm ugly, I'm hungry, all those sorts of things. But they also create things like schizophrenia, depression, anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so I've been using the singing bowls along with conscious awareness of self, which is the thing that I teach, to actually help people with these disorders, and they go away. And it's just amazing. It's really amazing. I mean, I've just had so many people like walk into my healing room, and it's not me that does it. It's the bowls, and it's their work that they do it. I just help them. Mm. But I have people come in, and seriously, some people are suicidal and depressed, and they leave and they're not. It's a miracle, it really is. You know, and that's why we're creating this center, so that people can come and have a place where they can just feel supported. Mm. You know.
So how often would people need to come back if they're dealing with stuff?
Well, it really depends. I mean, I like to say to people, you're in control of your healing. I don't know you better than you know you. And I would not tell you how often to come. But we also talk about maybe a program, because what it is as well is that the singing bowls can help people shift their consciousness, but then they have to keep doing it in the world. And most people are depressed or have anxiety or feel bad because of the messages that they have received from childhood, the trauma that they've had, and usually they don't know what the trauma is. So for some reason, I've been given the gift to actually know exactly what the trauma is. I can go bang straight away without...
But do you tell them that?
No.
No, because that could traumatise them even more if they don't actually remember it, wouldn't it?
What I actually do is help them open the memory if I feel it's safe. See, some people have been sexually abused or a memory that bad, and if it's that way, then what I do is help them pull their life together first, make them feel really good about themselves, and maybe in 6 months, or some people it's 3 months, depends on what happens... then we work on the memory, and then they remember it. And quite often the reaction is, oh, I couldn't be real because I'm not that upset. And I say, I've just been working on you for 6 months to get rid of all of the stuff that's causing you pain through this, so that when you remember it, it's not as bad. So now I say to people when they remember, this is why it won't feel, you may not feel as bad.
So is this mainly done in a group or do you do one-on-one?
I do one-on-one. I do group work. Mm-hmm. I would love to teach this because it's not, I don't believe it's just me. Mm. But, and I have a lot of professionals that come and see me, like doctors and therapists. I even have a psychologist that recommends people to me.
And this, you're, what you're referring to is this conscious awareness of self.
Yes. That's what I call it.
Mm, it's amazing.
Yeah. And through soul sound reading, which is working with the singing bowls.
We've had a SMS in.
Yes, and it says, Katriana has changed our lives. We're so grateful to know her and to be a part of her community. Love, 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 Amber, Wendy and Jess. That's love
girls,
from each one
so
of them.
Sweet, thank you. But as I tell everyone, I'm not changing anyone's life. It's
but
only you that changes your life.
But you're helping people to change their lives.
Yes, but it doesn't mean that it's me.
No, but
people
still.
People put too much on the messenger.
Hmm.
It's really, we are the ones that are powerful. We are the ones that can change our lives. No one else.
Okay. All right, well, let's go to some music now. Now, Katriana, your next choice is Bobby McFerrin.
Yes,
Simple
I love
Pleasures.
Him.
Tell us about Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, well, I love Bobby McFerrin because his music is just happy. A lot of it is just about happiness and pleasure and making you feel good. And this particular one I love because it's the only song I've ever heard about just getting up in the morning and being happy because you have a family and you love who you're living with and, you know, just the joy of life. Mm. And whenever I hear the end of this song, I just feel good. And if I'm feeling crap, I actually sing the end of this song. And it makes me feel good.
Okay, Andrew, don't cut it off at the end.
Make sure to turn the microphone on.
Let's go for it.
Come on now, sing it now.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with the priest, the pom and the poof. That's Bertie, Joy and Andrew. And we've had an SMS from Peter, who's sometimes the panellist, saying that he's loving the show. Missing you, Peter. We love you too. Now, we're talking to Katriana, who is known as the Singing Bowl Lady. And Katriana, we just want to know, where do you actually get your inspiration from?
People and love. It's amazing what happens when love is in the air, you know? When you give love to someone, it changes everything. And when you receive it back, it's like magic. And people don't realise that you don't have to even know someone to give them love. You know, love is the most magical thing on the planet. And they say that the difference between a child that is a mess and a child in a really bad circumstance that won't be a mess for their whole life is one person that they've met for a short time who gives them love. It could be a school teacher that they meet or someone just on the street who inspires them. It doesn't have to be a big space of time. And that is my inspiration.
Hmm. Now, you talked about the fact that you run the Creative Peace Healing Centre in Richmond and you said about the fact that you're building community.
Mm,
well, want to talk about the community aspect of it?
It's amazing. The community is actually built from the centre. Originally, my idea, I've been working as a healer for 7 years or 8 years in a sort of more full-time way, but I've been doing it for a long time because people just come to me and say, oh, can you help me with this? And I'd be like, no. And they're like, I'm sure you can. And I'd try and I could and I'd be shocked. And so I just started doing healing work and I didn't want to. And then people would ask me for more. So I fell into it. And then as I fell into it, I found that the common theme that I found with most of these people is they were totally transforming their lives from having anxiety or depression or just feeling lost or feeling isolated. I've worked with all kinds of people. I've worked with people with different kinds of like isms, like DID or dissociation disorder or schizophrenia, anxiety, all that sort of stuff. But also from people that are just having problems with their family relationships. A lot of older gay men that have had a lot of problems because they were the first ones that were out in the community. So one of the things, I've lost my train of thought.
We're talking about community.
Yeah, building, thank you.
Making community.
Yeah. So one of the things I found is that these people were changing their lives, but they had no one to share that with. Mm. Because most people actually don't understand that you can transform your life by your thoughts and by how you are in the world. And when these people start to do it, people think they're mad. It's like, no, you're depressed. What do you mean you're not depressed anymore? That can't happen. And so it became quite isolating. And my business partner was actually one of my clients. And I was talking to him about this dream of running a healing center. And he said, I'll back you. I'll give you some money. And I was actually working for donation at that time, completely supporting myself. And people would just give me whatever they wanted. And so I was really reliant on people to feed my family.
So did you get chickens and eggs? And
actually, I received more money from people going by donation at my home than I did when I tried to do it in the shop. I had to stop because people didn't get it. Mm. But one of the things I found is people were very generous and they wanted to help me because their life had transformed. And they thought it was me. I mean, I know I've helped them, and I always say it's them, but they were very grateful, so they wanted to help me. But he wanted to, he was like, oh, I'll help you do the center. And I said, well, why don't we go halves? Why don't we do it together? Mm. So we've been running the center together now for a year. And one of the things we wanted to do was have it as a place, because I used to go, when I was doing my own healing work, because as a child I had a hard life, so I had to really work on myself. And when I was, I'd go into places and look for help and look for healers, and I couldn't find anything. There were plastic statues of angels and lots of oracle cards and crystals, but there wasn't anything practical. And I wanted to go into shops and find magic. So we created this shop full of handmade stuff because I think it's made with a lot of love. And we created this place that has lots of space for people to be. And we wanted somewhere people would come in and get answers. And literally people come into the shop, they'll start talking to us for a few minutes, and we get the tissues out because they start crying. And they're like, oh, you're so freaky, you're so weird. How do you know all this?
So if people want to come to the Creative Peace Healing Centre, where are you?
We're in Burnley Street, Richmond.
Okay, and website?
Just if you just look up Creative Peace in Richmond, you should find us. And also, if you Google my name, Katriana, which is spelt Catreana, that's all you'll get, just me.
That's great. And in fact, I found you on naturaltherapypages.com.au.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it's been enlightening. And I have to say, I'm a convert with the singing bowls. I think they are magnificent. Yeah. It's been fascinating talking to you. I have this feeling that we're going to invite you back to talk to us some more, because we've only just touched, to scrape the surface in terms of what you can talk about. But tell us about your final song, which Joy, the priest, is going to absolutely hug and kiss you over.
It's
Katie Lang.
Oh, yes. Well, I want to talk about the Jane Sibbey one very, very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's called Calling All Angels, and it has Katie Lang as a backing. And the reason I chose that one, because it's about how hard it feels sometimes to be on the road and to just be in your life, and you don't know how far you're going, and you don't know where you're going, and you don't know what's going to happen. And it's like calling all angels, you know, just get me through this. Mm-hmm. And it's such an amazing song. And the same with the Hallelujah song. I love it because it's just about life, and it's like, well, Hallelujah can be rough and it can also be amazing, and you don't have to be spiritual to hear the presence of God. And I call God, because I think it's got a powerful word, but it can be anything that anyone wants, Jehovah or the universe or source, whatever you like.
Let's have a listen to Katie.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with Andrew, Joy and Bertie. And we received an SMS saying Katriana is a wise, beautiful and funny gift to us all. And that was from Doug. And now, nothing about Katriana, but we're going to talk about nuts.
We are, because it's time for the Spirit Spa. where we take a different subject every week and we just have a wee look at it. And normally it's to do with health and
wealth.
Health. Health. Health and wine, isn't it? It's normally we get wine in there somewhere, don't we?
You always manage to end up back on wine.
I know it's a favourite subject of ours, really.
And we'll bring wine in.
And
nuts
go well with wine, as does cheese and everything else.
So I decided to investigate nuts because I also decided that I don't eat enough nuts. People call me nutty, but I don't eat enough nuts. And so I looked at nuts, and they are an essential part of a healthy diet. And different types of nuts contain different nutrients, but in general, they have low levels of saturated fats, high levels of monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, which are the good fats, no cholesterol, dietary fiber, plant protein. Now, remember, plant protein makes a really good alternative to meat. For those of you who don't eat meat, vitamins E and B6, folic acid, magnesium, zinc, iron, calcium, copper, selenium, potassium. Goes on and on and on.
There's a lot of stuff in one little nut.
There's a lot of stuff in one little nut.
They pack a lot in.
But you do need to mix your nuts, you see. You do need to mix your nuts. However, beware. Coconut and palm nuts contain high levels of saturated fats and must be consumed in small portions. And, of course, some nuts can cause allergies. And, you know, kids, if the kids get the allergies, it tends to stay with them for the rest of their lives. So you have to be really careful. And, you know, some people get allergies from some nuts and some from other nuts. So very careful. Now, nut consumption has decreased in the last 20 years in Australia.
That's because
the media kind of were portraying nuts as being high in calories and fat. Now, they are quite calorific if eaten in moderation. They really don't contribute to weight gain, to obesity, but they've just got to be eaten in moderation. They're very good at protecting against heart disease, cholesterol levels, diabetes, things like that. Now, most nuts are tree nuts, but with the exception of, guess what? The peanut. And the peanut is actually a ground nut, and it's part of the bean family. And it's also known, it has many local names, because it's from Peru, the peanut. It's known as the earth nut, the ground nut, goober peas, monkey nuts, pygmy nuts, and pig nuts. Try saying that after a glass of wine.
Pig nuts. Pig nuts.
So from Peru, but the peanut was introduced to China by the Portuguese traders in the 17th century and another variety by American missionaries in the 19th century. China is now the biggest producer of peanuts, followed by India and the US.
Oh, goodness.
They run the peanut farms. So I thought we'd have a very, very quick look at nuts because, as usual, we're running quite late because we've had a fantastic time talking to Katriana, who's still here. Let's have a look at some nuts because they're all different. Almonds, rich in vitamin E. And just a handful can give you 85% of your daily intake of vitamin E. Brazil nuts. Now, I'm not keen on Brazil nuts. Do you like Brazil nuts?
I do like Brazil nuts, actually.
They're the big buggers, aren't they?
Yes.
Don't like them so much, but they're excellent source of selenium, a vital mineral, and antioxidant. Just two Brazil nuts can provide your entire daily intake of selenium and the minerals. They're called Brazil nuts because they are the seeds of a very large tree from the Amazon rainforest, I'm assuming in Brazil. Cashew nuts. Do we like cashew nuts?
We all do.
I love cashews. Yeah. I eat cashews every day.
Now, they're never sold in the shell because the nut is surrounded by a double shell that contains a caustic resin, which is a potent skin irritant and toxin. So a bit like poisoned ivy. So that's why you never see cashew nuts in their shell because they have to ditch the shells. But they're very healthy for us. Lots of magnesium, which is great for strong bones. Chestnuts. Now, Andrew, you were saying you don't like chestnuts.
No, I was saying the only time that I've ever tried chestnuts, and the thing that I always think of is like, you know that little Christmas song about chestnuts roasting on an open fire and that whole little image that portrays. That's my only experience of chestnuts. Never tried them any other way.
Well, very good for you. Low levels of sodium, saturated fat and oil. They're also gluten and cholesterol free. A great source of vitamin C, and it's the only nut containing vitamin C, copper, potassium and iron. So really good for you. Chestnuts, hazelnuts are referred to in early scriptures as they were one of the five sacred nourishments God bestowed upon humans.
Do you think he ever intended that to make its way into those hazelnuts?
I don't know.
I wouldn't think so.
My mother, the nutritionist, would never buy those for me. Never.
Really? Well, hazelnuts contain significant amounts of B group vitamins, including folate and vitamin B6, which is very high in fiber. Macadamias is the Australian nut.
Fabulous.
The Australian nut. Brimming with healthy monounsaturated fats been found to lower blood cholesterol. Now beware, all you dog owners, never let your dog leap up on the table and eat your dish of macadamia nuts.
Most of us have better behaved dogs than that.
Well, because they're highly toxic and can cause muscle wastage for dogs.
Ooh.
I'll have to remove all of the macadamias from my house.
So you'll have to eat them.
Otherwise, my housemate just bought a new dog and it does snatch things from the table.
Mm. Now, pecans, a number of essential nutrients that can help blood cholesterol level as well. Pecan is apparently from the native North American Algonquin word, meaning a tough nut to crack. Pine nuts for ancient Greeks and Romans were believed to be an aphrodisiac. And continue to be a standard ingredient in today's Italian cuisine. Pine nuts are the edible seeds of pine trees, but they're removed from the pine cones. Contain lots of nutrients, including zinc. Now, my favourites, pistachios.
Yes, I think they're fabulous pistachios.
They're your favourites as well, aren't they? The only edible nuts that don't need to be shelled before roasting. Related to the almond, peach and nectarine family, pistachios are split down the middle. They're rich in protein for active bodies and contain the antioxidant vitamin E. And I think this is the final one. Yes, walnuts. Understood to have first been cultivated more than 4,000 years ago. However, fossilised shells have been found in southwest France dating back to 8,000 years ago. The modern name walnut comes from the German Walnuss, meaning foreign nut. They contain the highest source of natural plant omega-3, great for the heart. So what everything I've read today says that we should have about 30 grams of mixed nuts per day. And the easiest way to eat them, of course, which is what I do, is I mix them into my muesli.
Oh.
Do you eat muesli?
No, don't like muesli.
Okay. Okay, so lots of people, would you eat them just raw? Would you just have mixed assorted nuts?
Yep.
Yeah, very, very good for you. But if you can't stand the thought of eating raw nuts or having them in your muesli, think about this. You can put them in salads, in stir fries, in risottos. You can put smash them up, put them in smoothies. They can be included in breads and muffins and cakes. You can sprinkle chopped nuts on top of desserts. All those things you shouldn't eat, but you can put nuts on them.
It takes all the calories out. Exactly. Makes them super healthy.
I've got a great recipe for Lebanese rice with lots of nuts through it. It's absolutely delicious.
So there's lots and lots of ways. And we should all be eating 30 grams of mixed nuts a day. Roasted are worse for you. Try not to have the roasted nuts. And obviously keep buy nuts with low salt content. There you go. That's the spa for today.
Now, our next track is coming from the artist that we have featured during June, and her name's Medisa, and she was from American Idol. And this is a lovely song from her called Just Cry.
You're on Joy 94.9 on the Spirit Lounge. And if you've been enjoying today's show, you should visit our website. We'll have all the links and everything up there. And also you can listen to our show on our podcast.
You can listen as many times as you want to. I'm sure they all want to listen numerous times.
Over and over and over again.
Exactly. On repeat.
Actually, no, the really good thing about it is you can actually go back through and see all. So if you heard someone last week and you think, oh, they were pretty good, you can go back through and listen to that show. And I've finally got around to updating them all. So we're up to date now. You can go back through and
What's the website?
It is spiritlounge949.weebly.com.
Weebly. How do you spell Weebly?
Weebly. You can just go to joy.org.au and follow through the links.
Fabulous.
So, yeah, and you'll be able to kind of listen to us and, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we've had a fantastic show again. I'd like to say a huge thank you to Katriana, the singing bowl lady. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks so much.
She's stuck around until the end. And if you want to look up Katriana, she's at the Creative Peace Healing Centre, which is in Richmond in Melbourne. And on the website, it's naturaltherapypages.com.au. And you're open, what, 7 days a week? No, we're not open on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Okay.
But can I just say a hello to my children, to Mickey and Evan, because Evan will be really, really happy he can listen to it on podcast because he had to go to bed.
Oh.
With his other mum. He had to go to bed.
Yes, well, you'll have to download the podcast from us. You can also find us on Facebook, Spirit Lounge 949 on Facebook.
So it's goodbye from the priest.
And the pom.
And the poof. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.